Good morning. I'm Kosho Yagi, Residence Minister of Aye Honganji Buddhist Temple. It is my great honor to share the Dharma with you through this radio program, White Way by Moriri Honganji Buddhist Temple. On September 11, 13 years ago, terrorists attacked World Trade Center. The attacks killed almost 3,000 people. After 1 year, they held memorials and services for the September 11 attacks. At that time, 11-year-old girl who lost her father shared the poem, "Do not stand at my grave and weep." The poem was translated into many different languages, and the Japanese singer-songwriter Man Arai translated the poem into Japanese and composed the song Sen no kaze ni natte. A Japanese famous tenor singer Masafumi Akikawa sang Sen no kaze ni natte on NHK Kohaku Utagassen in 2006. Therefore, song became well known in Japan. The song goes like this. Watashi no ohaka no mae de nakanai de kudasai. Reverend Yuji Nishihara, a Nishihonganji minister, wrote another version and entitled it Ojodo kara no kaze. The poem then underwent another translation from Japanese to English by Reverend Joji Matsubayashi and entitled it A Breeze from Pure Land. Please don't cry before my grave. That's not where I am, nor am I sleeping for eternity? See, I am already part of the breezes, numbering 1,000. I am part of the light that brightens this world. Like a diamond glittering in the snow, like the sun that coaxes seeds to sprout. And in the fall, I become the gentle rain that nurtures all. When you open a window in the morning, I am the breeze that causes your hair to flutter. And at night, I am the star that watches over your sleep. So please, don't cry before my grave. That's not where I am. I am not dead. I have been born anew. The poem subtly express how our loved one's existence continues to move dynamically within our lives, like being with my family and friends on special occasions, watching our children grow up, a special song, the changing of the seasons, chilled watermelon on a hot day. Most of you may have experienced a death of a parent, spouse, friend, brother, sister, or a friend. As a result, your life has changed and will never be the same. A feeling of sadness and grief continues to overwhelm your heart and mind. Unfortunately, there is no set timetable that tells you when to get on with your life, or a period of time that your life is no longer sad and empty. The void in our life is a reminder that things will never be the same. Our loved ones are no longer there to visit, talk to, share laugh or tears. But this doesn't mean that we have been abandoned or left us alone. It only means that we must awaken to the mind and heart that transcends time and space, so that we may continue to experience the embrace of our loved ones at this very moment. It means becoming aware of your loved ones' continued influence. They have now become part of the dynamic oneness that you can appreciate as the caring force or energy that you experience daily in so many ways. Your loved one is now part of the unseen embracing oneness that makes such events and experience possible at all. The Buddha teaches us, there are six things that will help to lead a Sangha to harmony. They are, first, sincerity of speech, second, sincerity and kindness of action, third, sincerity and sympathy of spirit, fourth, equal sharing of common property, fifth, following the same pure precept, and sixth, all having right views. Among these things, the sixth, or all having right views, forms the nucleus, with the other five serving as wrapping for it. There are two sets of seven rules to be followed if the Brotherhood is to be a success. The first is, as a group, 1. They should gather together frequently to listen to the teachings and discuss them. 2. They should mingle freely and respect one another. 3. They should revere the teaching and respect the rules and not change them. 4. Elder and younger members are to treat each other with courtesy. 5. They should let sincerity and reverence mark their bearing. 6. They should purify their minds in a quiet place, which they should nevertheless offer to others before taking it for themselves. 7. They should love all people, treat visitors cordially, and console the sick and sick with kindness. A Sangha that follows these rules will never decline. The second is, individually each should 1. Maintain a pure spirit and not ask for too many things. 2. Maintain integrity and remove all greed. 3. Be patient and not argue. 4. Keep silent and not talk idly. 5. Submit to the regulations and not be overbearing. 6. Maintain an even mind and not follow different teachings. And 7. Be thrifty and frugal in daily living. If its members follow these rules, the Sangha will endure and never decline. Thank you very much for listening. Aloha begins with me, and peace begins with me. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.